And that was Kiss of Live by Sade. This is DJ Slajan, and today I am joined by two very special people. Two very special guests. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, by the way. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi.
Hey.
What are your names? AJ and Marshall in the studio with us tonight. All right, we have a wonderful set list for you all tonight. We just started off with a little bit of Sade, but we're actually going to turn it up in here a little bit with some Fred again. Yes, I hope you enjoy. And we
I just want to stay high with you.
And that was High Again by Brittany Howard featuring Fred Again and Joy Anonymous. Fred Again, one of our leading DJs in the current day and age. I think we're getting our microphones working now. So our special guests, would you like to talk about, you know, a little bit about Fred Again and what you like about his music, AJ?
Fred Again. I don't know. I just feel like he's a very musically gifted dude. And I've seen him perform live. It was honestly such a life-changing experience because you can just like see him like doing everything like on the spot. You can just tell how much passion he has for music and stuff.
Yeah, it's for amazing. Sure, for sure. Yeah, he's very big in Europe especially. And yeah, Alex, sure. I heard you recently went to Europe. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and what you saw and why you were there?
Yeah, I mean, so I went to Europe as part of basically a school trip. It was law related. We were basically simulating a court trial, you know, that kind of stuff. But Europe was cool. It was a lot of cultural exchange. It was more cultural, in my opinion.
Awesome. Yeah. Why don't we talk about some culture shocks after this next song? Would you like to introduce it?
Sure. So the next song is New Gold featuring Tame Impala and Dom Dala. It's a gorilla song and it's going to be a vibe.
But I'm a magic gold, there's a pretty one, I ask her where it goes, cause I really want, I wonder if she knows, that we're underwater, that's the way it goes, in the city wonder, the city wonder.
Tesla, partner, ex-wrestler, he days for Cheska, partner, ex-wrestler, yo.
Partner, ex-wrestler, he dates for Cheska, partner, ex-wrestler, yo.
in a Tesla, partner, ex-wrestler, he days for Cheska, partner, ex-wrestler, yo.
I'm not the one who's running out of time.
Alright, so that was Body Pump, a Sammy Virgie remix of an Aluna song. And coming up next, we got more Sammy Virgie coming up. He's really been popping off across the pond, so I'm gonna chill out with some If You Need It.
And that was 1 plus 1 equals 11 by the one, the only Peggy Gu. Peggy Gu, apparently, I recently learned she is a Korean DJ and not another ethnicity. Oh. So as people underneath the Korean diaspora, how do you feel about this Korean DJ who is making headlines and is playing at Coachella? How do you feel about this? Do you feel represented? Do you feel proud?
Yeah, I'm proud.
Go Peggy!
Go Peggy. Yeah,
she's representing a different kind of music too, you know what I mean? I think normally when you think Korean diaspora and music, it's all like K-pop or all that kind of wave, but Peggy Gu keeping it real, keeping it different.
Yeah, and what do you think she's bringing different to the table?
Different kinds of skills, you know? She's got that musical mind, you know? She's putting it on the table rather than being told to do something and showing something off. It's more, she just does what she does and people appreciate that.
I like that, I like that. Next up, we have another very popular DJ out right
Miami,
now.
Miami, how the fuck we...
Wait, can I curse on here? How the F we feeling?
All right, we got John Summit with What a Life featuring Stevie Appleton. I hope you all enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Britpop by A.G. Cook with Charlie XCX vocals. Yeah, speaking of Britpop, what do you feel about, how do you feel about the British guys?
I don't know much about the British. I mean, I know much about the other Europeans that I just came back from there, but tell us something about the British.
I mean, I love the British. One time I was in a restaurant and I wanted a side of fries, and I was like, can I get a side of fries? And the waiter was like, oh my god, I love your accent, where is it from? And I'm like,
American.
I'm from New Jersey. But yeah, you told us about your trip a little bit. What were some of your culture shock moments you had while abroad?
I wouldn't call it so much as culture shock for me, but some kind of cultural realizations. I met people from all different kinds of European countries, somebody from Romania, somebody from Germany, Poland, Georgia, a lot of Greek people, because these are from all over Europe, and we all met at this one thing. And after the work was done during the day, at night, we would have these little functions, you know, and they left me to DJ for some reason. They're like, oh, the American knows what kind of music we would all listen to. I do not know what kind of music they listen to. So I just tried stuff out, and then I realized they all liked American pop throwbacks.
So, interesting.
And they put that on, they all started jumping around a bit. I was like, all right, that's a good time. So they bond over American pop throwbacks and smoking cigarettes. And I got a little bit into both, just for the trip.
Nice, nice. When in Rome.
Exactly.
AJ, do you have any reflections you have to share about Europe during your time? I know you were there during your last semester. You were in France, right?
Oui. Paris. I would also agree, Parisians love throwback, American throwback pop, but I feel like everyone loves American pop.
Yeah.
Even in Korea, that's all they play in the clubs. Every club plays Party in the USA. Suddenly everyone's American.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They love Miley, they love Beyonce, they love Gaga, they love all the American pop playlists.
Yep.
But we are actually big fans of European music, so this is Fred again with Baby Again.
Thank you. turn my lights on. How the fuck you quiet with the mic on? I don't get anxiety, you Sam Bowie ass niggas. I just get my mic on. Y'all said I wouldn't go nowhere, I took the detour. When you see the sun on a crack rock by the seashore, when you see them brand new leaf floors on leaf floor, if the cop says my name, bitch, I'm E-Cop. Everything I deliver, especially like G-Dep. Two of them, I total, Kim and Pam. Me and Death, universe, play middle man. Quick nap, kick back like host, eyes shut. Loud sound, no scratch. Motherfuckers really thought I died. Hoping they could take a spot, nigga, not knowing that I'm one of one. And they some hella killer ass niggas. And I got my eyes open, now I see the light.
I see the light. I see the light. I see the light. I see the light.
I don't know what's harder, letting go or just being okay with it.
And that was Tyler the Creator with What's Good. AJ, do you have a special history with this song you'd like to share with the audience tonight?
Tyler the Creator has a special place in my heart. I love him so much. He is the reason why I am clinically insane.
I love that. I love that you're so vulnerable and raw with us. Because you're just so honest with us right now. Could you tell us about a little birdie had told me about that you made a video to that song?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did the video look like? What were you wearing?
Yeah. So when Igor first came out in 2019, me and my friends were obsessed with the album. And we decided to buy neon pink, neon blue suits and a blonde bob with sunglasses.
Wow.
And just went out dressed up like that and bothered everybody.
I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
Halloween was wild that year for sure.
Yeah.
Stay off of the streets of Syosset. Tyler the Creator, he's making big headlines also recently this year. He just headlined Coachella on Saturday.
Amazing performance.
Amazing. Brought out excellent guests. And we just found out earlier this week that he's also going to be headlining Outside Lands in SF. Yeah. Marcus, you told us earlier that you're going to be moving to SF and you're going to be studying law at Berkeley, if I'm correct. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about the whole process?
Oh, the process was a nightmare, but I'm feeling good with the result. I'm feeling good with going to California, you know, going to the frontier, you know, new beginnings.
Yeah, Gold Coast. Yeah,
Gold Coast, sunlight.
Yeah, sunshine. Golden State Warriors.
Guess I'll be a Warriors fan.
Awesome, awesome. Will Outside Lands be seeing you this year? What do you think of the lineup of what you've done so far?
I mean, based on what little I know so far, I'm definitely going. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I gotta see Tyler. I mean,
so for sure. Would you move in early just to go to Outside Lands and see Tyler?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, we're almost at the end of our set. We just have enough time for two more songs. This is DJ Slajan, also known as Tina. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a few more songs by the one, the only, Dominic Fike. AJ, would you like to talk a little bit more about what he means to you and your musical taste and journey?
Dominic Fike is my husband. He's had a long journey. I feel like at first he was such a bad performer. He like hated performing, right?
Yeah.
And I just feel like ever since Euphoria and everything, he got everything together and was like, I wanna make it big time. And now he's like one of the best performers ever. I feel like his live versions of all of his songs are way better than his recorded songs.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to dive into some of his music and you can tell us for yourselves. This is Falling Asleep by Dominic Fike.
You need so you can get what you want, because it really doesn't matter if you think nobody's watching you and you it too, because you're just like us. Don't you play the role and disappoint all of the people who adore you. Or you can run away right now and take me with you. They want to love for you, but they don't need to hang about. I think I know what you mean, but watch what you say, cause they'll be trying to knock you down in some way. I keep a couple of feet between everybody and me. You like to take them away and attempt to ruin my day. And if it feels like love, and if it feels like fate, we won't go your way. You can say what you need so you can get what you want, because it really doesn't matter if you think nobody's watching you and do it too, because you're just like us. Don't you play the role and disappoint all of the people who adore you. Or you can run away from here right now. Take me.
take a break.
Crazy.